Brock, it took 3 attempts to get the game on, but in the end it was worth the wait. A thrilling 5-3 win against Paddington at the Lancashire Trophy. Give your thoughts on the game, please.
Yeah, I thought we played really well. I thought we played really, really well. I was a bit surprised that we obviously conceded 3. It looked like a game was just going to dominate. First half, we were fantastic. We played it in the right areas. We looked really lively going forward. We knew the pitch was obviously going to cut up a little bit. But to be fair, it was okay. We got the ball in behind them. We didn't overplay. We moved the ball really quick. Scored 2 really good goals. I thought at half-time 2-0. It was a fair reflection on our performance. Slightly sort of disappointed with the second half, where it sort of looked like it was becoming a bit of a you have a go, we have a go. We didn't sort of control it as much as we could have done, but we still created more chances. We just need to be a bit more conscientious at times and a bit more sort of ruthless in defence, you know, a bit more focused on maybe not going trying to score 3 more than you, seems to be our motto at the moment, which has led us then to obviously concede too many goals in some games. But lots of really good positives, looked really sharp. Great to have Nick back. Really, really lively. Really, really lively. He's going to add a lot to the end of the season. And, you know, this time last year, we was sort of 20, 30 points behind everyone. And we went on a hell of a run. I sense the culture of the team's changed. We've gone from sort of scoring 2 and then conceding 5 to scoring 2 and conceding 2. And obviously today we scored 2, but we were able to sort of draw the second half.
And a hat-trick from Ash Woods, the first one for him, taking on to 15 goals for the season.
Yeah.
A really good contribution from him so far.
Yeah, well, I mentioned to Ash that, you know, for me, Ashwood's, what he scored before is great. But for me now we've got Nick back, they start on a level playing field. And Nick did him last year. And I mentioned that in the team talk. And it's up to Ash now to kick on. Obviously, he's gone and scored 3. So Nick's got some catching up to do. But that's what we need. We need competition. We need competition in all areas of the pitch, at the top of the pitch, because they drive each other to do better. And unfortunately, we're just like that, really. We're just like that competition for places. Square pegs in round holes in too many situations. You know, I've had to play football matches this season, which certainly wasn't in our plans. But hopefully, Mark Rogers coming back on Saturday. Naya will be back soon. So, yeah, we're looking really strong again.
And finally, so we're going into Saturday, Runcorn Linnets at home. Obviously, a big game, big team, a strong team, obviously, a big fan base coming in. How big a game is it?
Yeah, well, no, it's these are games now that we're really looking forward to, because I know we've obviously lost touch with the top of the table, but we always still want to do well against the stronger teams. We can still influence who wins the league. Obviously, I don't think we can win it anymore ourselves, but we can still influence who wins it. When we played them away from home, to be fair to them, they were obviously, with the start of the season they had putting the squad together, they were solid, they were competitive. I think they're better now from what I've seen, watching them play and the players they brought in. So it'd be a good test for us to see where we're really at. Hopefully they do bring a good crowd, hopefully we bring a good crowd out, and we're putting a good game of football.
Steve, thanks very much, congratulations.
Not cheers, mate.